USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden back in Washington, D.C. as he prepares to address the crisis in Afghanistan this afternoon. The president leaving his vacation in Camp David earlier than expected due to the escalating nature of the crisis. As the Biden administration continues to blame former President Trump for the situation deteriorating in Afghanistan, Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks tells Fox News, not so fast.
This never would have happened on Donald Trump's watch, and that is a fact, because Donald Trump never closed the door on keeping a light footprint there to prevent it.
The Supreme Court will consider a big guns case from New York. The case involves a state law requiring anyone who wants a concealed carry permit to prove a special need to carry a gun outside the home. Oral arguments set to begin in early November. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A cell phone provider is investigating a possible data breach.
Vice First reporting claims of a data breach involving T-Mobile customers. The company says they're investigating a claim on an online forum which says the personal data of over 100 million users has been breached. T-Mobile saying, we are aware of claims made in an underground forum and have been actively investigating their validity. The hacker telling Vice that the data came from T-Mobile's servers, including social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, and driver's license information. The hacker is reportedly holding some of the data for ransom. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
High school students getting ready for college are paying attention to the cost of their higher education. A new survey revealed 4 in 10 say cost is the most important factor when it comes to deciding where they'll attend school. 6 in 10 students heading to college said the way they look at higher education changed due to the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Delta variant of COVID-19 is continuing to wreak havoc across the nation.
The spread of the Delta variant has led to a rise in COVID cases in the U.S. The country is averaging about 129,000 new cases per day over the last 7 days. Dr. Michael Osterholm believes the current pace could be sustained for at least another month. The director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy tells NBC News how the current uptick is spreading from its beginnings in the South.
We're now seeing in the Southeast, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, Southern Illinois all start to take off. We're seeing in the Northwest in states like Oregon and Washington. So even if this increase that we're seeing in the Southern Sunbelt states, which has been dramatic, we're at 83,000 hospitalizations today. A month ago, we were at about 25,000. So it gives you a sense of what's happened just in the last month. And if these other states take off, then I think the surge could sustain itself for at least another 4 to 6 weeks.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The public will hear from the New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee regarding its investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo. Assembly Speaker Carl Heskey and the Judiciary Chair say they will continue to review evidence and issue a final report on its investigation into the governor. Some, including Cuomo accusers, have criticized Heskey after he said he was ending the impeachment investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.